This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm a bit under the weather. I'm going to admit it. Holy cow. Hundreds of people I met at the premieres of Bleeding Blue. I was the one at the one in St. Louis. I was at the one in Arizona. And one of you people got me sick. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm going to hang in there as best I can, but I'll tell you. I don't know how I sound. I may sound all sexy and stuff, but I'm telling you, I don't feel as good as I may sound. And while I'm thinking about it, I'm sounding pretty sexy to myself right now. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. Look, every time I start thinking about what do we want to present, I think to myself of how crazy the left is. And I'll be honest with you. How many ways can you say the left is crazy? I mean, the only good news I have is they give me lots of examples. George Orwell said this. He said, political language, and with its variation, this is true of all political parties from conservatives to anarchists, is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable and to give the appearance of solidity to pure wind. He also said, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You are revolutionaries for doing what you know in your DNA, given to you by God, is correct, and people look at you as if you are crazy. They see you as the worst thing to happen to this country. The Bible says, you know, the things at the end of times, things will look twisted. You know, bad will look good, good will look bad. I'm not going to go all scripture on you, but isn't that where you find yourself? I mean, you're looking at these things and you're going, do you people not see this? Look, I'm not being sanctimonious and telling you I'm all that in terms of Christianity. I happen to be a Christian, a very failed one. But I do know right from wrong, and I know it when I'm doing wrong. So why is it we can't admit this? I'm saying we as Christians admit it. The heathens don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit the things that are sick about them. What is the pathology of that? I've explored it a bit, and we've talked about it. I've explored the pathology of somebody who doesn't want to admit that they're wrong. I mean, when I'm told, you know, I do something and I find out I'm wrong, I feel enlightened. I don't know how you feel. If I'm doing something, fixing something, somebody says, hey, Kevin, let me show you something. There's a much easier way. And I go, wow, I've been doing it the wrong way. Son of a gun. Thank you for saving me so much time. Thank you for saving me so much aggravation. I was doing some repairs on the house, and Melissa says, hey, you ought to, let's go borrow the ladder and get some, you know, let's get a butter knife and start taking out screws or whatever. I mean, I'm joking about that part. But have you ever taken screws out with a butter knife? You know, when you don't have a screwdriver and, you know, or have you tried to use a flathead, a Phillips when you have a flathead, or a flathead when you have a Phillips or whatever, when you don't have the right tools, whatever it may be. You ever weed-eated your yard as opposed to mowed it because your mower broke? My hand's up. Luckily, I had a postage stamp of a yard. But I'll tell you this. It took me 2 hours to weed-eat a postage stamp of a yard that would have taken me, no exaggeration, all of 5 minutes to mow. Now, let me tell you, if I was a guy out there weed eating and didn't know a mower exists, and a guy walked up and said, hey, you know, you might want to look at this mower, I would think the dude, I'd be like, I've been doing this wrong. I had no idea. It sounds trite. It sounds trivial. But that's the way life is. And we do it every day. You ever done your own taxes? Take them to an accountant. See how long it takes them. You ever done something that there's an expert to do? Let me tell you, if you can hire an expert, it is a good thing to do. Generally speaking, they know more. I don't know if you've ever worked on your car, but you don't want Kevin Jackson working on your car. I promise you that. You know, what is it about the deceit and the lies and giving things over to the experts? And when I say the experts, you're an expert. See, government's not an expert in anything. Government has no expertise. Government is supposed to take your expertise and funnel it into the things that you want done. So you would say, you know, whether you wanted to build roads and bridges or you wanted to build a defense mechanism like a military or things like this, the government would take your inputs and say, well, what do you think? How much should we spend on this Bradley tank? How much should we spend on this F-35? You know, the F-22. When do we decommission these planes and go to here, there, the other? We put our people in place to make decisions that we believe are in our best interest. Do you think at $21 trillion of debt that these people are making the best decisions for you? I would tell you they're not. That's what I would tell you. These people are intentionally making the wrong decisions for you, and they're being bought. They're being bought. And they don't care. And so what happens is when they know that they've been caught, they've got to flip the script. Oh, no, this is not a bribe. They call them lobbyists. They give them cutesy names. No, they're lobbying me for such and such. They don't call it theft when they take the pork back to their districts. So what? One group of citizens benefits over another. Isn't that the way it's supposed to work in America? No. We're supposed to make the best decisions. And some decisions may hurt one area. They may help another area. And we're okay with that as long as we understand that it is in the best interest of the United States, the best interest of the citizens. Do you think that a senator in Massachusetts gives a crap what's happening in Texas? When do we lose that? I don't know when. I don't have an answer for you. But I'll tell you this. We've lost it. Everybody's self-indulgent. You know, look, I want all the states to benefit, but some of your policies don't allow you to benefit. And some policies need to be not you know, have any state authority. For example, public health. How is it that when it comes to public health, we can say, no, you got to stop this insurance at the state line? Public health, they call it a universal right on the left, but why does that universal right stop at a state's borders when California says you can't bring that policy into our state? Why does that right stop there? The California insurance people couldn't even survive outside of that state because nobody would take these stupid policies. You know, there are things that need to supersede the states, and that's where I want the government involved. But I want them out of most everything else, and I want the state government out of most everything else. Anyway, I'm going to hang in there as long as I can, folks. I don't feel great, and hopefully I'm back tomorrow. We'll see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Anybody seen James Comey? You heard much about him? You heard much about McCabe? Where's Eric Holder? Barack Obama's out stumping again. I'm going to make a prediction. Barack Obama's going to go hide in his hole before this election cycle ends. I'm going to make you that bet. Who's me? Who am I? Is that what you're asking out there in Radio Land? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. There was recent evidence that is going to be very difficult for Robert Mueller to deal with. You guys hear about this? Recent evidence about stroke. I came in a tweet from a buddy of mine, and he tweeted me this. For months, we've seen evidence suggesting FBI DOJ leaked to the media for their own purposes. Today, we have a new text, stroke, to page 41017. I had literally just gone to find this phone to tell you I want to talk to you about media leak strategy with DOJ before you go. Now, let's see how they spin that, because they're going to say, no, he wanted to talk about the media leak strategy that was going on, and then they're going to try to make it sound like he was discussing the media leaks with the DOJ. But the fact is, this text, and I would love to see what happens after that, but this text tells you everything you need to know about the guy who was central to the Hillary Clinton investigation, who was central to the Donald Trump investigation, the witch hunt, if you will, of the Russian collusion theory. What are they going to say? Mark Meadows, representative, sent a letter to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to alert him to the actions of Strobe and Page in these newly released text messages. This is on Fox News. Review of these documents raises grave concerns regarding an apparent systematic culture of media leaking by high-ranking officials at the FBI and DOJ related to ongoing investigations, Meadows wrote in a letter. Now, look, folks, I'm no rocket scientist here. I didn't even sleep at a Holiday Inn the other night. I'll tell you this. Get out of this. Everything about this is going to vindicate Donald Trump. It's going to vindicate you. It's going to point to the highest levels of the FBI, the DOJ, the NSA, the CIA, and Barack Obama's administration itself when it's all said and done. Did I tell you I'm going to make a prediction that Barack Obama is not going to be campaigning at some point between now and November? He's going to go into his rat hole? Again, I ask you, where's James Comey? Comey, you care to tweet about what we just found out about these texts, given it was your DOJ that was leading this so-called investigation of Hillary Clinton and this so-called investigation of Donald Trump? I would love to hear from James Comey. He said the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee discovered, and let's see what it says here. An April 10, 2017 text from Strobe to Page that said, I literally had just gone to find this phone to tell you I want to talk to you about the media leak strategy with DOJ before you go. These people are planning to leak information about an investigation, to plant evidence, to plant a story, a narrative, a fake narrative. 2 days later, they said Strobe reached out to Page to congratulate her, get this, for planting two stories that were critical of former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Boom. Hey, who's my buddy out there? Dale? Who's it? Who's that? That's Carl that's listening to this program that I said, just wait. Just wait. Wait until you get, as the digging continues, wait until you understand this whole thing. This is so corrupt on so many levels, there's no way you can keep this genie in the bottle. No way. I mean, I don't know what you guys are thinking out there in radio land, but this is pretty damning. I'd love this when Stroke said, we'll do whatever it takes to get Trump. Well, I didn't really mean it that way. I didn't mean it. Oh, well, hey, I'm just curious now. I'd like to know if that was a lie, because now we've learned that you had a media strategy that was going to leak information against a Trump surrogate so you could make him look bad. I say that's going after Trump. So here's what's-her-face, Page, had to say. Oh, no, this is what he wrote. He says, well done, Page. Meadows' letter notes that the Washington Post story on April 11 of 2017, this is the day after, about the FBI receiving a FISA warrant to monitor Carter Page, and that it had convinced the judge that there was probable cause to believe Page was acting as an agent of a foreign power in this case, Russia. So, just to make the timeline fit here, on the 10th, he's tweeting, I want to talk to you about the media leak strategy. On the 11th, we get the Carter Page is tied to the Russians, which Carter Page has been vindicated. And for those of you who know, we're not talking about Papadopoulos here. We're talking about a guy who went, I got nothing to do with the Russians. Nothing. He's been on TV saying it. It's so ridiculous to even come to believe this. To even think that they could get away with this is crazy to me. But anyway, the very next day, they leaked the information that Carter Page was tied to the Russians. Then, 2 days later, Stroke reaches out to Page and says, well done, Page. They say this message should lead a reasonable person to question whether there was a sincere desire to investigate wrongdoing or to place derogatory information in the media to justify a continued probe. I want to see Jeff Sessions get off his sorry little butt and go do something about this, because this is more than a smoking gun. This is hard, pure evidence. This guy is, to say, stroke, it, to be honest with you, he's not even a high enough level dude to worry about. The people above him are authorizing this. This is a cabal. He said, we met with Andy in his office. He said, the president has said, keep me posted on the investigation. Look, folks, these are breadcrumbs, and they all lead back to that crooked baby black Jesus Barack Obama, who, I said, will not campaign the entire cycle with these Democrats, because his little bony butt is going to be in a vice. And rightfully so. Hey, James Comey, if you're listening for some strange reason, where are you? Huh? Huh? Where's Waldo? Where's Waldo? And McCabe, he's under fire. We'll talk about that maybe in a bit. All these guys are going down. And see what they're, this is what's going on. This slow, slow leak, the slow burn of this fuse, which, by the way, is burning fast. This is, by DC standards, this is burning fast. I know there are people out there, Kevin, why aren't people in jail? Because you're getting more and more evidence. See, Stroke said, remember, he was like, well, that's not what I meant. When I said I was going to stop the president at all costs, no, you're misinterpreting. You're doing this, that, and the other. And they go, okay, well, maybe he's right. I don't know. So he doesn't go to jail, but he just gets fired. Now we find out he's a liar. And so if he has to come back before Congress in answer to this, what's he going to say about the previous testimony? And then as the bow breaks, the dam breaks, whatever you want to talk about it, whatever metaphor you want to use, as the dominoes fall, what do you think is going to happen? This dude better be under witness protection, because the Clintons will get him. He's in big trouble. So is the DOJ. The Robert Mueller investigation, I've told you guys many times, it is over. What have you heard? I jokingly told you, guess what they gave old Papadopoulos the other day? A slap on the wrist?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank, legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Some 250,000 people along North Carolina's coast are making their way inland today as authorities are ordering people out of the Outer Banks as Hurricane Florence nears. Congressman David Rauser on the impact of this storm.
And one thing I think is really important, folks need to heed the warnings to leave the area if at all possible. They still have time.
And regarding electricity, the congressman said?
I think it's really important for folks to understand power may be out for 2 or 3 weeks, particularly if the flooding is as severe as it could be, as I expect it to be.
President Trump signed an executive order on Wednesday allowing sanctions on foreign companies, organizations, or individuals that the government determines have interfered in U.S. elections. The order is the latest effort by the Trump administration to address fears that Russia is looking to meddle in the 2018 midterm elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left are delusional. Delusional. It's funny to listen to them counter each other. You know, they'll call Trump a liar, and then they lie right to your face. They threaten his people. Maxine Waters, we got a clip. We'll play it in a second. But she threatens Trump's people again with immunity. But then they claim they love everybody. They're tolerant. And then they want to spin it that we're the ones out there beating people up. They got BLM, Antifa, Occupy Wall Street, all the unions, and the KKK. And they want to say we're the people who beat people up. Really? Who owns the unions? Have you ever dealt with a union in any way, shape, or form? You want to talk about an intimidation arm? How many people have the Clintons killed? How many people? Witness protection, let me tell you something, is set up because of Democrats. That's it. Without Democrats and leftists, progressives, whatever you want to call them, you don't need witness protection.
Who said that we lacked civility when I got up and talked about the president's cabinet? And I said, if you see him anywhere, if you see him at a restaurant, if you see him in a department store, even at a gasoline station, just tell him you're not welcome here or anywhere. A lot of people. And of course, the lying president said that I had threatened all of his constituents. I did not threaten his constituents, his supporters. I do that all the time, but I didn't do it that time.
Clowns, all of them. That was Maxine Waters frothing up her folks. And you know what? She's in an echo chamber. Maxine Waters and Barack Obama, none of them, they will never go to a location where they don't have complete control of the audience. You may get the one heckler every now and then, but they are loath to go to anywhere where they can't just say what they want and have people go, yeah, ooh, 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 a bunch of trained SEALs. That's what they want. But you know what? They're losing people left and right. Losing them left and right. And let me tell you something, folks. The Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination thing, they're making a conniption on it. Wait till you see their faces after the November midterms. Wait till you find out, when they find out they did not win the House, they lost seats in the Senate, and Donald Trump gets Kavanaugh cleared. That'll be already done. And then somebody gets sick. Ruth Gator Ginsburg or one of these other lefties gets sick, and Donald Trump has to put in another justice. Wait till you. I'm just telling you, after the midterms, you think these people are loony. They are going to be in a state of depression. They're going to go into a mode of DEFCON that we don't even have a level for. And that's going to be that. It's unbelievable. crazy folks. I was talking about the fake Carter Page thing that was done, where they tried to who was it? The Stroke and Lisa Page were setting the media up for these guys, and it's bad news for them, right? And I'll rehash it a little bit because it's so worth it. See, because the FBI, I want you to remember what Page, I mean what Stroke said. I never, do we have any audio of Stroke? Look it up for me because I want to play some. But this is a guy that was telling us, I'd never, you know, sacrifice myself. I did my job with honor.
Here's what's important, Jason. He's supposed to be investigating Hillary Clinton for potential violations of the Espionage Act. In March of 2016, when he's supposed to be investigating her, he hadn't even interviewed her yet. He thinks that she should win the presidency 100 million to zero. Jason, she wasn't even the nominee at the time. They didn't even have a Republican nominee at the time. But she's going to win 100 million to zero. In March of 2016, and this according to the guy who's supposed to be dispassionately and objectively interviewing her. Then in July, when the Russia probe started, he is saying terrible things about the very person he's supposed to be objectively investigating. And then we get to the Mueller probe. You know, I mean, he's been on all three. Hillary Clinton, Russia probe, Mueller probe, until they found his text. He's talking about impeachment even before the House Democrats and MSNBC were talking about impeachment. He had been on the case 3 days before he's already talking about impeaching the president. So, of course, we're going to have a lot of questions for him, and some of them might actually be uncomfortable. But he's going to come before a public hearing, whether his lawyer thinks he is or not. He's coming. I'm sure he would rather go in front of Adam Schiff. That's what I read. He'd rather go in front of Adam Schiff. They got a lot in common. They both wanted Hillary Clinton to be president. I get why he wants to go there. But he's going to come before our two committees, whether he wants to or not.
And so he did appear before the public hearing, and you guys know the details. Let's see what Schiff had to say. I don't know what these clips are. My producer just got them for me. Let's see what Schiff had to say about Peter Strzok.
Do you think Peter Strzok should still be with the FBI at this point?
I don't know. I imagine that the Office of Professional Responsibility will have to make that decision. Certainly these text messages are very troubling. The fact they were on a work email, the fact that they were commingled with emails discussing business, all that's problematic. Again, you know, the IG concluded that none of this affected decision making, but nonetheless, that was completely inappropriate.
Oh, that didn't age very well, did it? Did it, Adam Schiff? Yeah. So what's funny is he can't even say, yeah, the guy should be, he should be done. You know, he should have been done. We can't have any impropriety, any feeling that by the public that the FBI is tainted in any way. You should have been fired. He can't even say that. Then, knowing the nature of the text, he's still giving the guy an out. I wonder what Adam Schiff will say when he's confronted with this new evidence in these texts. Just curious. I mean, look, these guys are crooked. And I know that there are people that want to, they want to save them. You know, they want them to feel good. You know, don't lose faith in what's going on with, you know, with the FBI. No, America, you can trust them. You can trust, they're the, you know, look at all the many good ones that are in there. And there are some good ones. But the ones at the top, the ones who wanted to get Donald Trump, they tried a coup. They tried a coup. Here's Strzok explaining that he explains there's no there. Well, actually, let's talk about him when he was trying to be a patriot. Okay, remember this one?
It was in no way, unequivocally, any suggestion that me, the FBI, would take any action whatsoever to improperly impact the electoral process. The proposition that that is going on, that it might occur anywhere in the FBI, deeply corrodes what the FBI is in American society, the effectiveness of their mission, and it is deeply destructive.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion.
And that was Democrats clapping at that sanctimonious,
it would never happen. How could you dare? How dare you impugn it?
Oh, geez, those texts where I said we were going to be leaking stuff, and then I congratulate Lisa Page for leaking stuff. By the way, I wonder what Lisa Page is going to have to say in all this now after the fact. Oh, yeah, I got high. Yeah. That's when you're excited about something. Your voice changes and you start sounding like a little boy who's getting, you know, reaching puberty. Or leaving puberty. Or in puberty. Which one? You know what I'm saying? I mean, folks, this is not good news for Strzok. Remember when he explained that there was no there?
You said in your text of May 18, 2017, you concluded, quote, there is no there. What were you referring to?
Sir, I said part of my concern is there might not be a there. And as I mentioned earlier, I think is certainly at the beginning, as we looked at the allegations, there were a wide range of potential things that were going on. On one end, it was that there was nothing. That there was no illegal activity, there was absolutely no conspiracy to do anything, moving up to potentially individuals doing things that are illegally based on individual agendas, and on the very far end, some of the things that might be in the worst case, things which might lead to impeachment. But I was approaching that with a very open mind, not knowing where the facts lay or where they might lead, and some of that saying, hey, there is a reasonable chance, there is a reasonable, realistic set of things which might indicate there's nothing going on here.
Okay.
Or I could be colluding to make something look like it's going on because I'm falsifying documents, I'm falsifying news stories, I'm trying to impugn the reputation of people that have nothing to do with it. Why? Because I have an agenda. Maybe that's it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Democrats are in huge trouble. T-R-O-U-B-L-E. You remember that country song? Oh, no, it was D-I-V-O-R-C. No, Travis Tritt has a song, Trouble, right? T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Whatever it was like from the my cousin Vinny. I know what I'm talking about. You don't even, you're too young to know these things. Yeah. T-R-O-U-B-L-E. I don't know. I say who? They are in big trouble. Huge. I'm just telling you, this, of everything that we've had up to this, and the reason why is because now Strzok is a proven bona fide liar. It's one thing to fire him. Now you can put him in jail, in prison. Lisa Page, you were complicit. You can go to prison. Andy, let's go back and revisit that discussion, right? What about the one where they were colluding with Obama?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
In regard to those cases, was it normal behavior on your part to chat with colleagues in the manner you did on the Russia case about how much you despise the very person you're investigating or complimenting the person you're investigating in the Clinton case? Is that typical?
Sir, I would draw a distinction between commenting on case-related matters versus discussion of personal belief. I think those are very different matters than saying this person as a witness was not credible or this person as a target or a subject did or didn't do something. That is a very different matter.
So you could completely separate out what your personal opinion is from what you discussed
with others in investigations. I am telling you, sir, I separated out my personal belief from any.
But you did not do that with regard to Attorney Page, who was also involved in these investigations.
Sir, I disagree with that. I separated out my personal beliefs from any action I took officially as an FBI agent every day.
Do you recognize how your vitriol against President Trump makes it appear you could never approach the case in a fair-minded manner?
Sir, of course I appreciate that. I understand.
So let's discuss a text that hits home for me. On August 26, 2016, you texted Ms. Page, quote, just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support. And smell is in capital letters, all capital letters. What does Trump support smell like, Mr. Strzok?
Sir, that's an expression of speech. I clearly wasn't smelling one thing or the other. What I was commenting on is living in Northern Virginia.
What does that mean?
What I meant by that was living in Northern Virginia, having traveled 100 and 150 miles south within the same state, I was struck by the extraordinary difference in the expression of political opinion and belief amongst the community there.
And from you where described I that as smell in capital letters.
Sir, that was a choice of the quick choice of words in a text.
All right. So earlier,
seen or heard.
Okay. So earlier you had texted Ms. Page that another part of Virginia, Loudoun County, which is, I think, in Northern Virginia, is, quote, still ignorant hillbillies, end quote. Is that what you meant?
No, sir, not at all.
That you consider Trump supporters to be ignorant hillbillies?
Not at all.
What did you mean by that?
Well, sir, the first thing I'd tell you is as a proud Fairfax County resident, there's a healthy sort of competition between Fairfax and Loudoun. Second thing I would tell you is that in no way did I or do I believe any resident of Loudoun County or Southern Virginia or anywhere else in the nation are any of those things. That was a flippant text.
Do you understand the implications of this text when my constituents in Virginia read it?
I do, sir, and I would ask you to tell them that that was a, in some cases, certainly unfortunate use of words, that in no way do I believe that those things are or whatever.
Now, you and Ms. Page used personal phones and accounts to communicate.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Yet again, Peter Strzok, his old testimony is going to come back to haunt him. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. How can you get out of this? You think Trump supporters are stinky, etc. And I'm curious. I want to know, you heard the clip? We have others. Same with Lisa Page. I'm glad you guys are here. What we're talking about is Peter Strzok sends an email to Lisa Page on April the 10th. Of 2017. And that email essentially says that they're colluding. Here's what he wrote, he texted. I had literally just gone to find this phone to tell you I want to talk to you about the media leak strategy with DOJ before you go. And then on the 11th, there was a story that appeared, and it was a Washington Post that wrote this story. Because they were getting fed this, and it was about the FBI receiving a FISA warrant to monitor Carter Page, and that it had convinced the judge that there was, quote, probable cause to believe Page was acting as an agent of a foreign power, in this case, Russia. So this is pure and simple Russian collusion. There's no way the Democrats can squeak out of this. There's no way that there's no answer that Strzok is going to give that's going to make this work for him. But I want to play Carter Page's response, because Jake Tapper interviewed him, and here's what Carter Page had to say.
Hello, I'm Jake Tapper in Washington, where the state of our union is still reeling from that Trump-Putin summit, from the president's attempts to deal with the backlash, and from new disclosures in multiple investigations. Just overnight, the Trump administration released a heavily redacted version of the previously top-secret application for surveillance of Trump campaign foreign policy advisor Carter Page. This is the first time that such a document has ever been made public, and it says, quote, the FBI believes that Page has been collaborating
and conspiring with the Russian government, unquote, among many other charges. The warrant itself, of course, has been the subject of a very partisan fight on the House Intelligence Committee, and the president is already claiming victory on Twitter, saying that the released documents, quote, confirm with little doubt that the Department of, quote, Justice and FBI misled the courts. Witch hunt rigged a scam. In fact, that tweet itself is misleading. The documents show that the FBI did use material from the Steele dossier, but the FBI disclosed that the person who hired Steele likely was looking for ways to discredit then-candidate Trump. It also noted that Steele had been a reliable source of information in the past. But let's talk to former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. He joins me now. Let's get to the right to the crux of it, Carter. The FISA application says, quote, the FBI believes that Carter Page has been collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government. There is probable cause that such activities involve or are about to involve violations of the criminal statutes of the United States. The document accuses you of being a, quote, agent of a foreign power. Were you?
Jake, this is so ridiculous. It's just beyond words. You know, it's you're talking about misleading the courts. It's just so misleading going through those 400 plus page documents. You know, where do you even begin? It's literally a complete joke, and it only continues. It's just really sad.
Well, were you ever an agent of a foreign power? Did you ever advise the Kremlin or work with the Kremlin on anything?
Look, Jake, I've never been an agent of the foreign power in any by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I may have back in the G20 when they were getting ready to do that in St. Petersburg, I might have participated in a few meetings that a lot of people, including people from the Obama administration, were sitting on in Geneva, Paris, etc. But I've never been anywhere near what's being described herein.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm just helping you connect the dots. That's what the Kevin Jackson Show does. I got a cue. Somebody said to me, Kevin, your show, you tell people what to think, and I'll tell you what to think. How arrogant for somebody to go, I'm going to tell you what to think. I'll tell you what I think. I'll do that. But I will never, you better think this way. I'll tell you what I think. I'll suggest to you that you may be thinking the same thing, and I'm generally right.
Oh, yeah.
But I would never. See, that's what leftists do.
Hey, black man, you think like you're a Democrat. You should vote for Obama.
Really? Shut up, fool. Who are you to try to tell a grown butt man what to think and who to vote and how to be? I would never presume that. I wouldn't even presume that for a child. Now, I mean, I'm saying anybody else's kids. And I'll tell my kids. Now, listen, here's what you will and won't do. That's what I do with my kids. And you know why leftists tell us what to do? Because they see black people as little cherins. Yeah, we're little cherins, and they want to tell us, hey, black people, don't forget to vote for the Democrats. Look, this is as crooked as it becomes. I'm telling you right now, you're about to see a media crap storm for the Democrats based on this latest information that is going to blow your mind. Now, they're going to try to cover. They're not going to say much. But this is, they can't cover this up. Now, I played a few things that Strzok said. I don't know if we have any Lisa Page testimony. She's in big trouble, too. And this is going to filter its way up to Barack Obama. And the Democrats, if you want to know what's going on in D.C. with this new information, oh, my goodness. You need to understand the scrambling that's going on with Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama's teams. As I said earlier, watch how little time Barack Obama spends campaigning after he made his big announcement and, you know, taking credit for the economy. So watch how little time he spends. Ask where James Comey is. Ask where Eric Holder is, Loretta Lynch, any of them. Find out how much texting they do or tweeting they do over the next few weeks, because it's going to be radio silence as they hunker down. A week from now, they will emerge from their rat holes with a strategy that isn't going to help them. Trust me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.